As I said, my name is Father Alex Clark, and this is, I think, this is day 11 of being the administrator here. And it's so good to be here. After months of knowing this would happen, after knowing I was assigned here before I was even allowed to talk about it, it's such a gift that it's finally here, able to pray with you. By a little bit of means of introduction, I'm the second oldest of six from a small town south of the Portage Lakes, south of Akron, called Manchester. It's one of those towns that it's probably a little bit smaller than Kirtland. It's one, something that no one ever heard of. It is like, it makes Mayberry look exciting. Manchester can boast of three traffic lights, a McDonald's, and a Subway. You have seen downtown Manchester. That's it. It's one of the most boring little cities, town. It's technically not even a city, it's a township. So growing up, like, I don't even know if we ever locked our doors. It was such a safe environment, you know? I always felt so safe and comfortable at home. And that's not to say, as most young boys, I didn't do a lot of things that I should have been afraid about. I did a lot of really dangerous, stupid things. I was thinking back, actually, on some of my childhood things. I mean, like, yeah, I mean, potato guns, multiple of them in my life. I look back, I'm like, wow, that was so dangerous. Or, you know, we had a go-kart. I was that guy. Or growing up, I remember there's one memory where my family and my uncles went spelunking. We drove to the middle of nowhere in West Virginia. There were these private caves he had these maps to. And there was one time we were cave exploring, and there's part of this cave, after about 4 miles of hiking into this cave, it's called the Agony. It's about 300 yards where you have to belly crawl around zigzagging, and it comes out at the end after this tiny little tunnel, this beautiful waterfall. And I was just thinking back on some of those memories. I'm like, I did all of those things, and I don't remember being afraid at all. But looking back now, that was so dangerous. Like, what were my parents thinking? In fact, I can only actually remember one time in my childhood that I, like, was substantially afraid. More than just, like, the uh-oh afraid, but, like, had trouble falling asleep at night afraid. There's only one memory that sticks out. My father, he's a nurse anesthetist, and every year he would go on these medical mission trips to Honduras. And he'd go to the middle of nowhere, these extremely remote areas in Honduras with these medical brigades. And, you know, he'd be doing surgeries in places where they have to have, like, bug nets around the bed so that bugs aren't flying in. There's one point he's performing surgery, and there's literally an electrical fire in the ceiling of the building as they're on the operating table. They had to hire guards with them to come. Like, there are people escorting them with machine guns because they're going into these different parts of the country that are just so violent. And I remember he was gone for one of these, like the second mission brigade he ever went on. And I remember lying in bed, struggling to fall asleep because of just how afraid I was. Not afraid for what my dad was doing. Not afraid for how dangerous the things he was up to. But I felt this emptiness, this sense of a lack of foundation, because I knew if I were to walk 3 doors down and knock on my parents' bedroom door, he wasn't there. And I couldn't pick up a phone to call him. And as a child, knowing that my father wasn't around to take care of something if something were to happen, even though I lived in the most safe environment in the world, it was jarringly uncomfortable. I've been praying about, why was I so afraid? There was nothing to be afraid of. I think it's the exact reason that Jesus in our gospel today began by telling us, do not be afraid. Because deep down in the very center of every single one of our hearts, we all long to have a relationship with someone who is that steady, firm foundation. We long to know that there is someone who will provide for us, someone who will protect us, someone who will challenge us to grow, someone we can go to when we can't take care of it ourselves. To put it bluntly, in the depths of our hearts, I don't care how old you are, where you are, what vocation, what stage in life, every single one of us, one of the deepest, most intimate desires of all of our hearts is to know the presence of a good, loving, strong, but gentle Father. It's written into who we are because we are children of the Father. And the reason I felt so afraid was because in my heart I knew that there is something missing that should be here. There's something I long for that I desperately need. There is a relationship in my life that I am constantly reminded, I cannot take care of this myself. I need someone stronger than me I can rely upon. I need someone I can run to with my weakness and not be afraid. I need someone who will, yes, challenge me to be better, but someone I do not need to be afraid to run to with my problems. And that is what each and every one of us has. It's why Jeremiah in our first reading, as people are actively looking to put him to death, can say he was not afraid because he had God with him at his side. The God, the Father, is with me. It doesn't matter what happens on this external world. I can rely on him. It doesn't matter what happens externally, what my finances, my place of employment, my relationship with my cousins, my friend, my spouse, my children. Nothing can take away the constant abiding presence of our good, loving foundation of our God and Father. That's why Jesus taught us to pray by, first of all, simply looking up to God and saying those beautiful words, Abba, Daddy. Because we grow in holiness, Jesus teaches us not about being strong and pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps. We don't become saints by figuring out and doing it independently. God says that the kingdom of heaven is for those who are like children and those who are willing to run to God, not when they feel that they've got it all under control, but in the very moments where they feel like they need help, where they feel afraid, where they feel that they don't have what it takes. That is when they go to God, not to figure it out for themselves, but to allow it to be bestowed upon them. And in this world where we can look around and we can see what happens when people look to other means for their stability, for their sense of peace, or for their sense of control. Rather than turning to God, we turn to a politician who can then manipulate us to do whatever. We turn to a certain hobby where we become obsessed and go deeply into it. We turn to this group or that person or this group. And ultimately, we know that deep down, every single one of them will not satisfy, because no one will ever satisfy those deep desires in our hearts. And this weekend, as we celebrate Father's Day, I cannot think of a more perfect set of readings than God gave us to us. Jesus says that he will bring us and show us to the Father. We do not have anything to ever be afraid of. No matter what is going on, no matter what struggles, what anxieties, what you happen to be going through, you're in your life or in the lives of those whom you love. Yes, we need to work, we need to fight, we need to do everything we can on our own, but we also need to acknowledge from the very beginning that we can't do it by ourselves. We need to first run to the arms of our good and loving God and Father. And it's only by coming to this world in his arms we will learn what it's like to be children. We will learn that there's nothing to be afraid of. And yes, there's a lot of evil, there's a lot of problems, there's a lot of mess in this world. But when you approach that mess, knowing that you're in the arms of Dad, you realize you have nothing to worry about. So that is my invitation and my challenge for you. Especially tomorrow on Father's Day. Spend a few minutes in prayer. Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to literally be held in the arms of God the Father. Whether your own experience of your own father was one of beauty and goodness or far from it, we all have that deep longing that no human can ever actually fulfill. Run to God our Father. Simply spend a few moments with him. Let him hold you. Show him the things you're nervous about. Show him what you're afraid of. Show him the places where you feel that you don't have what it takes. And feel his strong yet gentle arms wrap around you in those moments. Not to shame you, not to yell at you, but simply to hold you. As Jesus says in our gospel, my brothers and sisters, the world will throw a lot at us. Things that can hurt us in body and mind, But do not be afraid of those things that will hurt our body. We have a good and loving Father. You have nothing to be worried about.